Tantor Audio presents Spellcasting in Silk by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. My mother rarely spoke to me, but as I looked out over Aunt Cora's closet, I could hear her voice in my head clear as day. "You're cooking with fat." The vintage clothes business was booming. Half a dozen customers were trying on peasant blouses and bell-bottom jeans embroidered with daisies and peace signs. A 40-something woman rooted through a pile of vintage army jackets, hoping to find one that would accommodate her boyfriend's broad shoulders, while he, on the other side of the store, examined frilly, lace-covered negligees for her. A pair of teenagers with Indian print dresses draped over their arms paused on the way to the dressing room to flick through a rack of pastel 1950s cocktail dresses. Two young men tried on fedoras, checking themselves out in the three-way mirror, calling each other Frankie Baby, and casting surreptitious glances at the young women. My good friends were staffing the herb stand in the front register. Bronwyn's hearty laugh and Maya's steady smile contributed to Aunt Cora's closet's atmosphere of warmth and welcome. My unorthodox witch's familiar, Oscar, a miniature Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, snored softly on his purple silk pillow, tuckered out from the fussing and adoration he received from my customers, and from trying to sneak a peek while they were in the fitting room. And this evening, a handsome, frustrating, wildly fascinating man named Sailor would be coming for dinner. The ingredients for tonight's feast awaited me upstairs in my apartment's sunny kitchen. The menu featured jambalaya and all the fixings, just like Mama used to make on the all-too-rare occasions when she was pleased with me. And while there might be a few lingering supernatural issues hanging over my head, at least I wasn't embroiled in a murder investigation.